The Harare City Club is a small support base, but are guaranteed of a full house. It's flanked from all the other clubs all over the country have pledged to be at Rufaro Stadium to cheer them all the way to victory. Harare City, as Zimbabwe's only remaining representative in Pan-African football, following the elimination of Chicken Inn, Dynamo's fan George Msariri says all football fans should be at the stadium to help keep the Zimbabwean fire burning.
I'm encouraging people to come in numbers so that we support our national representative.
Although his club is playing in Bulawayo the next day, Msariri has committed himself to the Zimbabwean cause, adding that he will attend the Harare City game before traveling to Bulawayo to watch his team play. A member of the Cape United Supporters Association National Executive, Moses Magawa, says everyone, including those who support lower division football, should be at Rufaro Stadium come the start of the match tomorrow.
You're supposed to come in numbers so that you can support the Harare City, so that they can lift the flag of Zimbabwe. That is what the team we are supporting in Division 1, you come and support Harare City.
Harare City needs a healthy lead ahead of the return leg in Zambia in 2 weeks' time. And coach Taurai Mangwiro says they are ready for what Zesco is going to throw at them. Mangwiro adds that he will be happy in addition to scoring goals that they do not concede any goals themselves.
I would want to go into the second leg with a healthy lead, but I would be more than delighted if we can have a clean sheet.
After the Harare City game, Dynamos and Islanders fans will be on their way to Bulawayo, where Bosso are seeking to continue their newly found dominance over the Glamour Boys in the Bob 92 Super Cup. The competition is to celebrate the birthday of President Robert Mugabe. Both teams are foreign coaches, with Dynamos featuring George Silva of Portugal, while Islanders on their part are under the guidance of Errol Abbey of the Netherlands. Last season, Islanders ended a 6-year wait to beat Dynamos in both the Zimbabwe National Army Charity Shield and the Easy Call Cup, and the club's newly elected vice chairman, Modem Ngwenya, believes with the coach they have, they'll win the Bob 92 Super Cup.
There's lots of excitement, lots of anticipation, because we've got a new coach from abroad. We don't have a coach from Africa. The singleness and seriousness of purpose towards winning this cup.
However, neutral team Simakoni, who supports Cape United, says this will be an entertaining game as the new foreign coaches battle for acceptance. Makoni, however, believes in the end, Dynamos will prevail because they have prepared fully for the game.
Dynamos is going to win the match because they have prepared much and the coach seems to be knowing what he's doing.
Makoni says controversial Dynamo striker Roderick Ntuma will score to make the difference in what should be a highly entertaining encounter.
I don't know which striker is going to field, but definitely Roderick Ntuma is going to score.
Meanwhile, it is do or die for the Zimbabwe national cricket team when they enter the Vidaba Cricket Association Stadium for their 2020 World Cup Super 10 decider against Afghanistan tomorrow. Both teams have won 2 games each, and the winner will join Sri Lanka, South Africa, England, and the West Indies in the group stages of the contest. Before their departure for the finals in India, the Chevrons said their aim was to reach the Super 10 stage. Saturday is the day when they will know whether their dream has come true. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.